when he's on tour, he goes to hospitals without the press following him, without anyone knowing. He'll get up in a disguise and do it, take his disguise off when he's there, and kids know, wow, it's Michael Jackson.
Was there no point at which you said to yourself, reading everything everybody had been reading, maybe this is true, maybe I completely didn't understand who he was?
No way. Absolutely not.
Never.
Never. I know Michael's heart. I know his mind and his soul. I'm not that insensitive, especially to him or people I love.
How did you decide to go to Singapore?
He was my friend. He was alone. He was totally alone. And he just, he needed help. Nothing in the world could have hurt him more. If it had been calculated, if they'd planned an assassination, they couldn't have done it any better. It almost broke his heart.
She says she recognized a friend turning to painkillers for escape.
He wasn't aware of what was happening. He was dulling his pain. But it really frightened me because I have been there. And I know how easy it is to get there when you're in mental or physical pain.
And he knew right away that he had to deal with it too?
Not right away. Not right away, but he knew.
There were some reports during this period, Michael, that it was such agony for you that you were actually suicidal. Is that true?
I was never suicidal. I love life too much to ever be suicidal. I'm resilient. I have rhinoceros skin. Never, ever suicidal.
Did it leave you, though?
Heartbroken, but not suicidal.
Did it leave you changed completely? I've talked to you a little bit about what you're thinking about, where you want to live in the world. Did it change your view about living here? You're thinking about living someplace else?
I don't care to stay in America anymore, no. I don't care. I will always have Neverland, you know, because I love Neverland. But I don't like, I'm very sensitive to the smog, you know, so I can't have the smog. And I would like to go abroad. Matter of fact, I am.
You are? Where?
Yes. Oh, I haven't decided the exact place yet. Probably South Africa.
To live permanently?
Maybe Switzerland.
Lisa, are you in favor of it?
Wait, just go into the fact that we don't live in separate houses for to start.
Yeah,
this
we don't live in separate. This is just
this is ridiculous. From the cameras. Anyway, sorry.
No, jump in.
What do I feel about the overseas thing? I think that it's a nice place to visit. Yes, I would like to have a house over there.
Mm.
I'd be completely and utterly harassed beyond belief. But
before we move away from the last 2 years, we told you because we want to that we are going to show what is really your comment of those 2 years, and it is a video you have done with your sister Janet called Scream, and in it you have some words for middle-aged people who can't follow these words. The words you'll hear will be about confusion, bashing, victimizing. Stop pressuring me, he says. Makes me want to scream. The last 2 years.